Given James a title to put on the slide up there, I may have called this The Irony in the Garments. But with that, I'll start reading in Matthew 27, verses 27 through 31. Then the soldiers of the governor took Jesus into the praetorium and gathered the whole Roman cohort around, around him. They stripped him and they put a scarlet robe on him. And after twisting together a crown of thorns, they put it on his head and a reed in his right hand. And they knelt down before him and mocked him, saying, "Hail, King of the Jews." They spat on him and they took the reed and began to beat him on the head. After they had mocked him, they took the scarlet robe off of him and put his own garments back on him and led him away to crucify him. So the scarlet and purple garment was selected by the soldiers because they were a color that was worn by royalty and important people. The soldiers certainly saw the irony of cloaking Jesus that the Jewish masses had called himself the King of the Jews, in royal garb, just before they further mocked, beat, and crucified him. And they reveled in that irony. But there's an irony on top of that irony. In Isaiah 63, we can read of Christ being asked about why his garments are stained red, as if he had been working at a wine press. We'll read it and notice the imagery that's there, and it's not all pleasant. Again, Isaiah 63, verses 1 through 6. "Who is this who comes from Edom with garments of glowing colors from Bozrah? This one who is majestic in his apparel, marching in the greatness of his strength. It is I who speak in righteousness, mighty to save. Why is your apparel red and your garments like one who treads in the winepress? I have trodden the wine trough alone, and from the peoples there was no man with me. I also trod them in my anger and trampled them in my wrath, and their lifeblood is sprinkled on my garments. And I stained all my raiment, for the day of vengeance was in my heart, and my year of redemption has come. I looked, and there was no one to help, and I was astonished that there was no one to uphold. So my own arm brought salvation to me, and my wrath upheld me. I trod down the peoples in my anger, and I made them drunk in my wrath, and I poured out their lifeblood on earth." So the Roman soldiers were surely clueless about Isaiah's prophecy here. But even if they were familiar with it, they certainly didn't make the connection that the scarlet robe they had placed on Jesus was representative of the white robe that had been soaked in their own blood. I'm going to read from Revelation 19. Revelation 19, 11 through 15. "And I saw heaven opened, and behold, a white horse, and he who sat on it is called Faithful and True, and in righteousness he judges and wages war. His eyes are a flame of fire, and on his head are many diadems, and he has a name written on him which no one knows except himself. He is clothed with a robe dipped in blood, and his name is called the Word of God. And the armies which are in heaven, clothed in fine linen, white and clean, were following him on white horses. From his mouth comes a sharp sword, so that with it he may strike down the nations, and he will rule them with a rod of iron. And he treads the winepress of the fierce wrath of God the Almighty." So as Christians, we recognize that this wrath of God is not something that was only deserved by those Roman soldiers, or the Jews calling crucify him, or just deserved by non-believers, right? God's wrath is deserved by every one of us, for we've all sinned and we've all fallen short of his glory. And that leads us to a further irony. The actual blood on the garments that Christ wore was not the blood of anyone who deserved it. It was really Christ's blood and His alone. But His blood on the garment was emblematic of the people's blood, of our blood. It was the cost of their sins, our sins, that He was carrying to the cross. For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever believes in Him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. John shows perhaps one more irony in Revelation 7:14, where in his vision an elder asks him a question. And it's in 7:14. Starting in verse 13. Then one of the elders answered, saying to me, "These who are clothed in the white robes, who are they, and where have they come from?" And I said to him, "My Lord, you know." And he said to me, "These are the ones who come out of the great tribulation, and they have washed their robes and made them white in the blood of the Lamb." So John showed... So we can wash our robes or have our robes washed in the blood of Christ, and they come out white. And so we who have been baptized into His death, we've done exactly that. And it's that in large part what we remember as we partake of this supper.